Hello and welcome. You know what it is, the human podcast. You know, the bullshit, like, why is it have that shitty name? Has nothing to do with that. It's just some bullshit I came up with, you know, to begin. And it went way off the rails.
No, I feel like that's exactly what it should be. It's all, like, complete ambiguity, and you have no ability to predict it. But at some point, and I don't mean this in a mean way, it goes down the wrong path.
Yeah, no, it most definitely does go down a way, like, just, you know, it's, you know, I started as one thing, you know, I'm like, oh man, maybe I can, like, use this to better myself or some dumb shit like that.
You never once thought that.
Well, I mean, you know, I thought
you're already perfect
at one point. You know, I could be like, oh well, this podcast will be, you know, good or help people. Now it's, you know, people are listening to it and getting dumber, and it's like, fuck, I want my hour back. You know, I'd rather listen to silence for an hour at work or whatever the fuck I'm doing while listening to this. Yeah, I'd rather get needles in my dick. And women are like, I don't have a dick. It's like, I'd rather have a dick and have needles in it. But...
Did you finish your intro?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. We got, you know, me, Alex, my wife, Alex.
Hi.
And then Courtney.
Hi.
Who's, oh, shit, she's not even looking at porn this time.
Hey!
You know, proud of her.
Actually, I was looking up the LASIK stuff.
So Courtney wants to get LASIK, and what she doesn't realize is they're going to slice open her fucking eyeball, which is, like, the most horrific
Well, no, now she has realized.
No, I've known this the whole time.
So then why is that new knowledge?
It's not. It's just I was looking it up and they have one where they remove, like, all of it and then they put a contact over it.
Yeah.
And it's called PRK.
That sounds legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just seems horrifying.
Why?
Just the fact that they're going to take an... Like, I don't like touching my eyeball, much less fucking...
Oh, yeah, no. No, I could never have this done to me awake. And quite honestly, I know I'm going to look stupid cute in glasses when I need them someday, so I...
You already need them.
Shut up. So I am not dreading the onset as of yet.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, like, I remember fucking looking at this shit, and they're like, they slice open your eyeball, fucking glue it back shut. And it's like, oh, it'll be fine. It'll just heal. And I'm like, you know, what a fucking... My goddamn cat is just like, you know, on top of shit.
Fucking she's biting the
shit out of my fucking expensive computer boxes.
I told you she was getting mad because we ate sushi and she didn't get any.
Fuck you, Mochi. Get out of here. Shoo.
She can't. The doors are shut.
Fuck her. Whatever. You know, just be quiet up there and stop, like, destroy my shit quietly, please.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, you know, I watched this and, you know, I'm like, I originally thought they'd just take, like, a laser pointer and just point it into your eyes a couple times and your fucking eyesight is healed. I'm like, that sounds magical.
That's what you thought happened.
Yeah, that's why, like, it was like a super laser pointer. And, like, that's why they tell you not to shoot laser pointers into your eyes, because you could, like, make it worse. So
okay,
I figured they...
so then how could that ever make it better?
I don't know. Science? You know, I don't know how they fucking shove a pill in my ass and I get better.
Did you realize that you were awake through the procedure, too?
Well, I did after I watched a video of the horrifying nature of this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope, I'm not going to do that. Fucking glasses are cheap. I just, you know, go to, like, my fucking $39glasses.com and get new glasses. And that's not even a sponsor. That's just a fucking shout out to those guys because that's who I get my glasses from. Yeah, and I will never get eye surgery. A needle in my eye? No, fuck.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No, I'm in that boat with you. No.
Yeah, just eye surgery, just weird surgery, just like, ugh. I got an ingrown toenail, had to get surgery on that. And
this is why I'm never going to get an eyebrow piercing.
Ugh.
Ugh. And they're so cute, too. I can't. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm just not going to be able to have a needle that close to my eyeball. I just can't.
But, well, like...
I got used to it.
Yeah. You have an eyebrow piercing?
No, but something near your eye. Like, I used to wear contacts all the time.
Yep. No,
it's just
like,
something you got used to.
I've put on contacts, and I'm okay with it. It's just I don't want my eyeball getting sliced open. Like...
Awake.
Well, like, they have a bladeless one. That's the PRK, the one that I was talking about. I think they just use the laser to burn away the surface tissue.
Yeah, the term is cauterize.
Cauterize, whatever.
Seems horrible.
And
there will be smoke.
It's like, is that cooking eyeball I smell?
No, it smells like melting copper.
Yeah, it's just, I want something. Like, I just want, like, you know, boop, 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 you know, and you're good. And it's like, wow, I see clear. Doctor,
you want something that is not ever going to
I want like a Jesus cure. I want like Jesus to come like rub mud in my eyeballs and be like, I'm a blind man. Oh, I can see. Wow. I don't know how you did that, Jesus. You don't have a PhD in anything. But it's like, I was a blind man born blind at birth, but you rub mud in my eyes from the ground and now I can fucking see. Thanks, nigga. Jesus is my nigga.
No, don't do that to me.
He's a capital G-O-D.
Why you drink so much beer?
Yeah, I brought, you know, the gangster rap, you know, 100% nigga up to my wife. And she loves that song now.
No,
she's
I don't love it. I don't love
it. Singing
it
all the time. She's like, nigga, 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 nigga. Why do police hate niggas? Nigga, 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 nigga. Please, they hate us because our dicks is bigger.
Wait, can you do that?
What?
Sing the song?
I don't really give a shit.
Oh, okay.
Like, what are they going to do? They're going to be like, sir, please take it down. We don't want 10 people to hear it. We're going to sue you. No. And plus, I guarantee you the people that sang it are black and they don't know, you know, anybody like a good lawyer. They only know like defense attorneys.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't care. I'll say that racist shit all day.
That even Mochi looked offended at that.
Good.
No, she didn't.
Mochi,
she's up on the tall cabinet and is looking down on us all.
Yeah, Mochi's like, nigga, why you eat so much chicken? You ain't give me none. You just give me that gross-ass pate bullshit. You throw it in the microwave for a little bit and think I'm a fucking fool? Mama ain't raised no fool. I know it's already dead. I want some live shit for me.
Yeah. And that's why her breath stinks.
I want to bite the head off a living fucking deer. And I'm like, Mochi, that's too big for you. It's like, yeah, no, a baby deer then.
I'm sorry. We all want our sushi made with fresh fish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes better.
Well, I mean, like, I don't want to bite the head off of a fish. It's like, yeah, please save me. I can't breathe out here. And like, I just bite its head off like, argh. Yeah, you mean
fish
like
fish have teeth though too, right?
Yeah, fish have teeth.
Okay.
Like sharks. Have you ever seen the movie Jaws?
Yes, I think.
She's like, sharks are mammals.
No,
they give life birth.
She hasn't seen the movie Jaws.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it in its entirety. I've seen like maybe 2/3 of it.
Well, you guess what? It's a fucking shitty movie. And you don't need to see it at all.
That was clear from the beginning.
A shark comes and murders a bunch of people because they're fucking dumbass idiots. And then it's a fucking badass shark.
I have
shark.
Seen other shark movies.
Like Sharknado?
Yes. I've seen all the Sharknados. I've seen Sharktopus. And then there's also the two-headed shark.
I was joking. Like, those movies are horrible. And I haven't even seen them.
They're so bad. It's so entertaining.
Yeah, no.
Alex would say that.
Like, they just need to make, like, a movie, like, Sharks on a Plane, and Samuel Jackson's like, I'm tired of these motherfucking sharks on this motherfucking plane. It's like, you know, people are like, what? There's no sharks on the plane. And it's like,
why aren't there sharks on the plane?
Why were there snakes on a plane?
That question was never answered.
Actually, it quite clearly was.
It was?
Yeah. It was a terrorist attack, an assassination on a person on the plane.
It was?
Yeah. Like, someone was, that's why Samuel Jackson was on the plane, because they're going into witness protection, because, like, that dumbass idiot boy fucking saw some crazy shit go down, and he was now a witness in a fucking giant crime of a giant fucking prosecution.
There's a plot to this movie?
There's a plot to the fucking movie. And then they put, you know, pheromones on the, you know, flowers on the leis that they gave him, you know, coming into Hawaii. They're like, oh, here's some flowers. I'm like, get that horse shit away from me.
What?
And then the snakes are like, oh, pheromones. Like, that's never explained why the snakes get angry at pheromones. But they, like, escape. And it's like, because they, you know, are down in the luggage area and, like, it releases. There's a million plot holes in the movie where it had just been fucking done.
I thought it was just a dumb comedy movie.
Nope. There's a plot. They're trying to kill this guy.
Yeah.
And
I thought this was just about a pilot getting over his fear of flying.
What? No. What, you think it's a feel-good family movie with Samuel Jackson saying, motherfucker? Nah.
Okay, like, I'm so sorry, but I really don't think I understood the movie I watched.
See, like, you know, Samuel Jackson is like the motherfucker black guy. And, you know, like, well, Denzel yes. Washington is like the my nigga black guy. Samuel Jackson is the mother.
I know who that is.
Do you know who Denzel Washington is?
I don't think so.
Doesn't matter. You don't need to.
Okay.
You just have to know that, you know, oh, let the cat out. Let her out. Let that way that she can get the fuck out and stop destroying my shit. Get out of here, little faggot.
You're so mean to your child.
She's not my child. She didn't come out of my ass or yours. You know, fuck her. But, yeah.
He says that, but he doesn't let her outside if it's below 40.
And he dances with her.
I don't dance with her. Whatever. Oh, but, you know, what it, another thing. You know, I also told, like, the breakfast lady at my hotel that I'd shout her out on this episode and make fun of her.
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, that was mean.
He's like, yeah, we're going to make fun of her.
No!
She got pregnant by, like, a married Indian dude.
Wait, not, really?
Yeah. Oh, she's pregnant now.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know he was married.
Well, like, he can't, like, they've been, you know, separated for, like, 12 years now.
Okay, well, at least there's that.
I mean, yeah, like, getting divorced is like kind of like a pain in the ass. So.
It is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but they're looking at it so they can get married. I'm like, don't do
that.
Well,
now they have to because she's pregnant.
I'm like, you got 9 months. So fucking, it's countdown. Enjoy. And she's so excited. She's like, yay, a baby. And I'm like, you're going to drop the baby. It's going to fucking, you're going to be like, oops, I dropped it. And, you know, you're going to be like that, what's that one woman's name that killed her kid but got away with it? What was her name?
Casey Anthony?
Casey Anthony. She's going to fucking Casey Anthony that child.
What the fuck? I don't need to know. I don't need to know. I don't need to know.
Casey Anthony killed her kids. And got away with it. Fucking
big ups. Got away with it.
It was just a late-term abortion. You know, it's fine. A really late-term abortion. I feel like...
There is so...
I feel...
Much... awfulness with what you just said.
I feel like a mother should be able to abort their kid up to 18 years old.
I mean,
no.
Yeah, so like,
isn't that what happens at 18? You kick them out?
Well, no, like you can kick them the fuck out of your house legally, but you know, kids would be a whole lot more respectful to their parents if they are legally allowed to end them. Like, imagine that. Imagine that world. Where it's like, you know, oh, yeah, mom, I don't care. Fuck you. It's like, oh, fuck me, huh? Fuck me? And it's like, well, let me get this fucking knife, and we're going to see who's going to do the fucking right now. And she just stabs her kid to death. You know, police come in. Late-term abortion. All right, you know, you can try again.
No.
You know, and then, like, kids that make it to 18 were, like, really good and, like, You know, they're just terrified of the adults. Like, yes, mother, I'll do whatever you say, mother. You know, it's like, you know, single fathers, you know, like, oh, that's horror. I'm glad that didn't escape my mouth. You know, just single fathers with daughters. You know, it's like, you better do it or I'm going to kill you legally. It's like, oh, that's. Yeah, like there are times where I think horrible things and it escapes my mouth. I'm like, no, I'm like trying to like grab it and like bring it back, I'm like shove it back in my mouth, but it's out. I'm like, no, you can't say, you know, a father's going to fuck his little girl and like kill her if she doesn't. And he's going to do it legally. Fuck. There's a flaw in your plan, Alex, you asshole. You know, honestly, you know, if my mother was legally allowed to kill me, she would have. she would have easy. She would, like, you know, broken the spoon and stabbed it in my neck. I'm like, all right, there we go. Fertilizer for the flowers. You know, and then she looks over at my dad. She's like, I want to have another one. It's like, you keep on killing them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but this next one I won't kill, I promise.
Well, no, if she kills it, they don't have to put it through college.
Like, you just get it to 18 and just kill it.
Yeah.
It's like, happy, you know, tomorrow's your birthday. It's like, yes, mother. It's like, you know, comes into the room with like two knives, you know, mother and father, and just stabs it to death. It's like, oh, fuck. So close. Just, you know, makes it to his 18th birthday. That'd be a great horror movie, you know, slasher, where, like, you know, on his 17th birthday or on his like 18th birthday, like the day before, you know, his parents are coming to murder him because it's legal, and it's like The Purge.
Isn't that like I was just about to say, isn't that like The Purge?
You know, he just has to survive till the morning. He's like, oh my gosh, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, he, like, trips, and his, like, pants are right behind him, like, coo-doo-doo-doo-doo. What are you whispering over there?
She's breathing on the mic.
I didn't mean to.
She's fine.
I know, but it was driving me crazy. Don't do it like the zombie in Minecraft. Or, quite honestly, it started out, but then you really, really ruined it.
I made her watch The Grudge. It was amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure she was scared of The Grudge.
No,
See, like,
at least you put kittens in my lap.
It was really sad.
The one crazy thing is, like, Americans are terrified of little Japanese girls. I am not. I'm like, why are you afraid? She is a 6-year-old Japanese girl. Do you realize how much damage you can do with a closed fist?
I'm just scared of all 6-year-olds. Like, they're like waist high and very grabby.
They're already dead, so you can kill them without going to jail.
You know, they are waist high and very grabby.
Yeah, perfect fucking height for sucking my dick.
Oh my god.
I know. It's okay because they're already dead and they're over 18 because they've been dead for like 10 years.
Fine.
And they died at
year, fine.
At 8 years old, so they're fine. 18 year fine. Now. But, fine. You know, it's like, haha, technicalities, pedophilia, whoop.
Ew.
I know, it's bad, but technicalities. You know,
what's a technicality?
The girl that, you know, a little girl dies at 8 years old and she's been dead for 10 years and I fuck her dead corpse because it's technically 18 now. But she's like a little ghost girl coming to suck my dick.
Oh my god.
I know, it's horrible. But she's 18, so it's legal. She's a consenting adult. She's been a ghost for 10 years.
I mean,
she's trying to break out in this wide world and trying to kill men, you know. So if he can kill someone, you can suck a dick, honestly. That's the way it is.
I think a lot of kids can kill you.
Then they can suck a dick too. You know, I feel like if you have the, you know, penchant for murder, you have the penchant for blowjobs.
Oh my god!
I mean, if you don't, you better get it quick.
Have said.
I just. Why would you accept a blowjob from a small child holding a butcher knife?
I'd fucking hold their hand with the butcher knife in it.
Ew! You would hold their hand.
Yeah, I'm not a faggot.
Leading the little kid around.
It's like, hey,
like a duckling.
I'm like, come on, stop it. No, suck my dick. They're like, you know, they're like singing like some weird like nursery. I'm like, la la la. I'm like, nope, blah 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 blah. I'm like,
at least you turned off the creepy lullaby.
I'm like, yeah, just suck it. Just quiet.
I mean, I don't think anyone could get off with that.
Oh, I could. Trust me. She's like crying tears of blood. I'm like, yeah, that's stuff.
Well, that's just mascara tears.
Yeah, that's the stuff I love.
Oh my god, guys.
She's like, aren't am I not scary enough?
I'm
like,
no, I joined it.
You joined it, Alex.
No!
But yeah. Alex, I mean, he did call your hands little kitty hands.
Yeah, my wife has like a little 8-year-old hands, and she's like horrible at hand jobs. She's like, don't tell people that I'm horrible at hand.
Look, I'm sorry.
We're not advertising your hand jobs on this podcast.
I'm so sorry.
She's like, you know, my little kitty hands. You
well,
know.
She's good at blowjobs. I mean, she can disengage her jaw.
Yeah, I mean, like I can grab her fucking ears.
Say disengage.
Cause it,
she's like a
I
robot.
What do you want to call it then, Alex?
She's like, disengage, jaw.
Jaw clicks out of place.
It unhinges.
Unhinges. Go whatever ahead. You want to call it.
Or you really can see pop it. Technically, I do pop it out of its socket.
Babe, okay. There's a reason why you have handles on the side of your head. They're also, you know, be used as ears, but, you know, just jam my cock down your throat. And you know, it's like, yeah, there we go. Oh,
plus, she doesn't have a gag reflex, so.
Oh, she does.
She does?
Yeah. Just get it all the way down there. You know, just be like, schmegma. Yeah. She's just like looking at me like, oh no, why would you say that?
That's disgusting.
She's like, cheese, delicious. Got my dairy for today. My cream. There we go.
No. No.
It's like going down on a yeasty.
No.
She's like brewing beer in her belly. She has like a yeast infection. I pull it out with my helmet and I shove it down her throat. She just like makes beer in her belly. It ferments and gets her drunk.
What? No.
Your pussy.
Actually, there was one lady who's constantly drunk. And they're like, yeah, there's nothing we can do. So they keep on letting her drive. And so, I mean.
They.
What is it? My mom? Like, mom, are you drunk? It's like, I just want to tell you, son, I love you. I'm like, mom, you're definitely drunk, you know, go to sleep. It's like, I just love you and just I miss you sometimes. I'm like, shut up, drunkie. Shut up, you wino.
Don't say anything.
She's an old wino lesbian. Yeah, I know. Don't.
I am very busy not saying anything.
Oh my gosh. Did you hear about that one story about the lesbian couple who were like supposedly the picture perfect family and they ended up driving off a cliff with their kids in the car?
Good. How fucking awesome is that? Do you, like anybody that thinks that lesbians are like the perfect couple, it's like you have not spent a lot of time around lesbians, have you?
Well, picture perfect family or whatever.
Yeah, no. Lesbians get fucking crazy. So do faggots.
Oh, everyone gets crazy.
Yeah.
Everyone gets crazy.
Yeah, you know, like straight guys that are married to women. It's like, oh man, I got tricked into this horse shit. What are you doing? You're like fanning your pussy at us.
Fanning my pussy at you.
She like queefed and she's like, hey, check it out, guys. Yeast. Yeah, like, she's like, artisan beer, check it.
Oh
and
my
pizza.
God.
I love how they're like, oh my god, you're saying horrible things.
Babe, we are Valley Girls, and there are places that even Valley Girls don't go.
I mean, like, you guys will fuck pool boys, so I mean, like, you know, past that, just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, hot women will, like, do, like, one, like, nice deed a year and just, like, fuck, like, an ugly dude. And, like, they'll just make the rest of his life. And, you know, it'll just convince him that, you know, if she's smart, she'll just convince that ugly dude that he's so fucking hot and so desirable and just get his fucking, you know, self-confidence way up there and fuck him. And, you know, he's like, you know, walking around like $1 million. Like, yeah, I'm hot, bitch. I know. What up? Yeah. And then fucking just destroy him to the maximum. See, like, hot dudes can, like, destroy a girl's self-confidence. Like, ew, your unibrow needs plucked. You know.
It's pretty strange because actually, like, unibrows in certain countries are considered, like,
yeah, India.
Yeah. So, like, they keep breeding it in genetically.
Yeah, by, like, fucking their cousin, maybe. It's weird.
Hair is just hair. We all have hair on our head. We have hair everywhere. I don't know why it has to be a big deal.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, it's better to just have two eyebrows instead of one.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it makes it so, you know, you can have better facial animations, you know, just like, you know, raising one eyebrow, like, what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck did you just say to me? But, if, you know, if you have one, you just, like, look concerned all the time. It's just, whoop, you know.
I guess for me it's different because I can't read facial expressions. So I just don't take it in as something that matters.
See, like, when you, like, meet, like, an old Hasidic Jew that has, like, really bushy eyebrows, they fucking move, like, a mile across their fucking face. It's crazy. I'm like, holy shit. Like, you can find new life in their eyebrows. It's crazy. Like, they have, like, they style their eyebrows.
Technically, don't we have bacteria or something in our eyebrows?
We have parasites living in our eyebrows.
Oh my gosh.
They look like little alligators. They're super cute.
Really?
You literally, like, take the joke and you're like, well, literally.
That's all.
Actually.
Stop it. Don't make fun of me.
I'm the one that did it first. So.
Let me tell you the truth of the joke you just said.
I'm sorry.
See, like, my wife doesn't get, like, half my jokes. And when I come up with a great comedy bit, she's like, I don't get it. So I'm like, you know, why was 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9. She's like, well, you just said a bunch of numbers and I don't understand the joke.
Oh my God, you're so mean.
I know.
Because 7.
I know. Fuck both of you. You are so mean.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Stop it. Of course I get the joke. It's uneven again.
I'll fucking deal with that later.
Okay.
It's even now.
I mean, it's coming through pretty even on my, you know.
I'm still mad at both of you.
Good. I hope so. You better be.
You're probably going to get even madder at us.
Trust me, I will say more fucked up shit. I will talk about, you know, all the fucked up shit. You know, about, you know, pedophilia and...
We already went there today.
I know.
We are done.
There. That's over and done, please.
Done. No more.
Yeah, no. No more.
We're shutting that down. We can go to Bumps.
Oh, yeah.
You just added that on to the board.
Yeah, that's good.
Fuck Bumps.
That's because, you know, when Ben was here last... Yeah, you know, we were talking about Bums in Texas because he wants to move there. And, you know, honestly, Bums are trash.
Would you move to Texas?
Maybe, but probably not.
No, you, no. If you guys moved to Texas, I would be so mad.
To Texas? Why?
I don't know. I just wouldn't want you guys to live there.
I'd rather you guys live in Oregon.
Why?
Because it's nicer up there and it's not hot.
She's like, I don't want to come visit with all those spicks everywhere.
No.
What are spicks?
Spicks are a slur for Mexicans.
Why is it a slur?
Honestly, you know, a lot of these fucking words, the slurs just need to get, like, taken over by other groups. Like, you know, the word faggot... You know, should just be, you know, redistributed to people that are annoying just to be annoying.
Like a Karen.
Yeah.
I need to see the manager.
Okay, well, my question has not been answered.
Why is it a slur?
Yeah.
It's not. It's just people get offended when they get called a spick. It's like...
What does it mean?
Like, I guess that they're spick and span or some shit. Like, I don't know. It's like, oh, okay. You know, the word nigger, like, what does the word nigger mean?
I don't know.
Yeah. It comes from the word negro, which is the Spanish word for black. So it's literally the white man hearing the Mexican, like, oh, yeah, look at that negro over there. You know, you just call him black. And it's like, oh, yeah, we'll take that and we'll make it our own. It's like, nigger, you know.
You would throw the accent in.
And now it's like, it's ignorant white people, you know, be like, black! You know, it means nothing. It's just, you know, how people take it. You know, it's like,
or
when
how
you,
you're saying it.
It's like when you see, like, a irate woman and you call her a cunt, you know.
Well, it's that's like, not going to diffuse a situation in any way, shape,
time.
Or form.
No, it's not. You're just going to get her more pissed. My sister had no idea what trout meant. It's like East Coast thing.
Yeah.
And, like, it means slut.
See, like, you know, the word nigga needs to be, you know, redone to just people that act ghetto because it thinks it makes them cooler. You know, it can apply to white people, Asian people, all kinds. You know, it's no longer applying to black people. You know, black people haven't gotten whipped in for a while. I'd say 3 minutes.
That's
so
actually kind of sad.
They need to calm the fuck down. They're no longer, you know, like, they no longer get that word. They no longer get it. It is now, like, you know, a white person that, you know, bags their pants and has, like, baggy pants and, like, you know, rides it past their ass and be like, yo, what up, homie? What's good? What's good? You know, it's like, son, we have dinner at, you know, 4 o'clock and please pull up your pants. It's like, you ain't telling me what to do, scrub. Fuck you. I'm going to go hang out with my homies. We're going to go, you know, fucking, you know, snort some 8-ball and do all kinds of shit. You ain't saying shit. Like that
or
whoa Vicky
Molly
girl.
To the party.
What?
Invite Molly to the party.
But yeah, it's like that whoa Vicky girl. Remember her from like Dr.ville? Like, catch me outside?
Oh my God.
Yeah, her. Nigga.
She ended up making money off of that shit.
She's actually black now.
Yeah.
She's black now. I'm like, yeah, nigga. For sure. Mm. Yeah. But yeah. You know, no longer like the average black man, you know, gets to be a nigga, you know, just because you're black. I see someone like Daryl Davis. I'm like, not a nigga. Not at all. You know, the opposite. You know, and what I find great is like African black men, you know, they are the most racist motherfuckers in the world. They're like, man, I hate these American niggas. They're so lazy and don't do anything. They have babies all over the place and the garbage, the poo-poo caca. I'm like, yeah, that is it. You know, I'm like, I feel like I could say the most racist thing and you'd fucking one-up it. So we're just going to stop it here because I feel like, you know, we're going to, you know, end up in like a fucking Klan rally. You know, and you're going to be like the fucking Grand Dragon by the time this is all done.
Oh, my.
The Grand Dragon.
I don't need it explained.
She's like, you know, I'll take you down a dark path. He'll at least be a wizard. Like, I love the KKK because they are such fucking nerds. You know. Like, oh, like, fucking research the names, like, the wizards, the grand dragons.
It just sounds like something from Magic the Gathering.
Pretty much, yeah.
Or Dungeons and Dragons or some shit.
Yeah, it's pretty much D&D, but, you know, they fucking, you know, take it very seriously, and they have, like, chapters and, you know, kind of shit. It's dumb. I fucking hate it, but I find it hilarious. Mm-hmm. And they, like, get together, and they're just like, yeah, we're having this barbecue and hate of these African-American jungle bunnies that are taking over our country over here.
And we brought them over here.
Honestly, you know, I hate to be the one to say this and not even doing a whole lot of research.
You don't hate that you're going to say this at all.
But, you know, they never paid us for that boat ride.
Oh, my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
They never fucking paid us. Yeah,
I think
and we
that's
saved,
justifiable.
And
they needed a refund.
We saved. Well, they were originally POWs over there, captured by other tribes, you know, with like bolo sticks and shit. And they're like, we captured these niggas. You know, we'll sell them for salt and pork. Oh, you got chicken wings and 40s? Hell yeah, nigga. Yeah, take these niggas right here. You know.
Chicken wings and what?
40s.
What are 40s?
Like fucking malt liquor. 40 ounces. Drink.
Okay.
Beer. I love how she's like, I don't even know. What is that? Is that a thing?
I just, yeah. I asked. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And like they got to America and back. Damn, look at all these white bitches. We're going to fuck them all. It's like, get to work, nigga. And it's like. I'll holler at you later, ma. Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And his, like, wife is standing right there like, nigga, what the fuck? Like, do you see the fucking ass on that white woman? Fat ass. And she, like, takes her cage off and it's like, oh, man. God damn. I thought that badonk dong was fucking popping.
But it wasn't.
No, it's a fucking cage. It's a hoop skirt. It's a fucking evil ass trick to play on black men. What are you doing? Are you just like, you're like petting it like you're fucking like tripping on acid.
No, I'm not. Like, I'm just making it go all in the same direction.
You're like, she's like over there petting.
That's basically
like
what I did the whole time I was tripping on morphine in the hospital. I was just petting it.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's soothing.
Yeah.
She's just like,
and I don't want to play on my iPad because otherwise I'll get in my own world.
Yeah, she gets in her own world. She's like, oh, yeah, the big giant dick mandingo. Yes. And she's like, whoa, what are we talking about?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, like, I wish like Mexicans like had like, you know, some kind of big dick fucking energy thing. But we don't. Like, no one, there's no myths about Mexican dick. It's like, oh, yeah, you fucking check out that Mexican dick. It's like a big old chupacabra. Boom. It's like.
Well, why don't you make it up then?
Because it's too late and I need to have made up by racist people that hate me.
Mm, all right.
Yeah, it's like I've seen fucking black dicks. They are huge. Like they look like they like I can get into a fight with one like a speed bag and it'd beat my ass. It's like, you know, like a big old black man. You know, an LBM, a large black man, you know, just like come up and it's like, you know, I'm here to fight you, motherfucker. You know, you slapped my girlfriend on the ass. And he like fucking whips out his dick and just is like, you gotta fight him before you get to me. And it's like, oh shit. You know, I'm like, you know, I don't know if I can take this on. It gets hard and fucking, you know, gives me like a right cut. And it's like, oh shit. You know, it's like, I'm like coming at me from all angles. I'm like, oh fuck, it's so fast. And it's dark outside. I can't see it where it's coming from. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Ah. Shit. Okay. That's a white dick. But, you know, it's like coming at
but
you.
But there was one that was black.
Yeah, I'll go buy one next. Ooh. And then I'll have the power of the light and dark side. I'm like. And, like, one will, like, look at the other and be like.
There's this skinny white boy and that's black guy.
I'll be like, it's like, Luke, I am your father. And it's like, I know. I have like a big old like 17-inch cock in my hand, so yeah, it ain't mine. Like it's like a fucking fake cock. Like, you know, like I don't think I can fit mine in my hand.
It can fit in Alex's mouth.
Yeah, that's about it. You know, like she goes like to hospital and shit. And, like, they gave her, like, you know, a fucking, you know, pill to, like, put in her ass, whatever it's called.
Anal like, suppository?
Yes, but, they like, the doctor gave her a suppository. And she's like, hey, can you give, like, me a suppository, like, you know, smaller, like, one, like, the size of my husband's penis, please? Like, that one is huge. It is, like, almost like half an inch.
Oh,
I know. It's horrible.
Oh, my goodness. Micropenis over here, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Tiny.
Tiny?
Tiny. Jesus.
Aw.
You know, she pity fucked me once, and, like, I just ate her pussy really good, and then she got married to me because of that. She's like, you eat pussy, all right? I'm like, yeah, you want to get married? She's like, I guess. I mean, you better take me to the sex store and get me some real dicks. Like, I don't want to be playing with yours all the time. Mm-hmm. Go get a job where you're gone like half the week so I can play with my toys. Have me time.
Well, I mean, you kind of facilitate that, too.
I'm like, here, babe, would you like a real size cock? She's like, give me that. Get out of here with your little ass dick. Go play video games. Go play your VR, little dick ass nigga. Go get me some batteries. I'm out of batteries, motherfucker. Go to Walmart right now. Give me some batteries.
I don't think that's a problem.
All dead.
You always end up getting her the rechargeable ones.
I know.
He got tired of getting more batteries.
I know, right?
I'm like, I don't want to get more like rechargeable. How much is that? 120? Well, I'll pay it. My wife goes through batteries so goddamn fast. They're just always on. She just goes to work with them in her pussy. And then
I don't think Alex would be able to concentrate.
And then I come back and I'm like, can I try? And she's like, I guess. You know. And I'm like in there for 30 seconds. She's like, you done yet? I can't even feel you. Ugh. She's like on her phone. Like texting. She's like, are you like wiping your like queef back at me again? Like I just like see you out of my periphery. And I just like, oh, she's like using her iPad to fucking fan queefs at me. Jesus. No. I'm gonna like use my dick to like fan it all back at you.
Neither of those are effective tools.
Yeah, my dick is.
Damn, motherfucker. Oh, why?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh my god, fuck, that stinks!
And you were wondering why I was flirtingly. Yeah.
Fucking sniff it, away. Sniff it like a cocaine line. That way the rest of us don't have to smell it.
You have no legs to stand on, okay?
I have two, right here.
No.
One tier.
You took that god awful shit. Moshi wouldn't even enter the room. She, like, walked up to the doorway and stopped with her paw in the air and just went, nah, and walked away.
And then you walked in the room, and that's your problem, not mine.
And then I turned on the fan, which you turned off.
Yeah, like, the fucking... It gets better, trust me.
No, it did not.
Yeah, no, it definitely...
It was steeping when I went back, like, a half hour later.
It hasn't even been a half an hour. I shit right before this podcast.
Yeah, and now it is 43 minutes and some odd seconds.
And you've been here the entire time.
Yes, babe.
Yeah. I think, you know, we can, like, end this podcast at, like, 45 minutes. We don't have to do a full fucking hour.
Okay.
You know, because at this point, we're just talking a whole bunch of madness, nonsense.
Oh, yeah, we are rambling for sure.
Of course.
I told you I was hazy.
I'm talking, you know, fucking, you know, went from like, you know, pedophiles and.
You didn't take any notes.
No, I'll remember. Plus, I'll have to like re-listen to this episode, make sure that like the fucking levels are all correct and shit.
Should this one even be aired?
Oh yeah, no, it's gonna get aired. Like my first episodes, you know, I think I'm just gonna only release on my website. Like when I finally finish that shit. Like, I remember, like, 2 months ago, I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, I got this fucking website. It's going to be amazing. Check it out. You know? And it's like, oh, fuck, I've been dragging my goddamn feet. I'm like, dude, like, what goals do I need to get done today? I'm like, I need to get that website down. Oh, but there's porn right here. Look at this. I'm like,
Well,
I'm like,
and quite honestly, you've been an essential worker, so you've been too busy.
And my keys are all sticky now, and, like, half of them don't work because they're all just covered in jizz.
Car keys?
No, the fucking keyboard keys.
Keyboard keys.
You are fucking fucked up.
You just now notice?
You're just like, the keys? What keys, man? The keyboard keys? Like what, the honestly, piano I keyboard?
I thought you meant the car keys too. And then I realized, oh, keyboard keys.
I'm like just jacking off on keys and just like, like, you know, like the fucking bar when they like have everyone throw the keys into a fishbowl. I'm just like blowing loads in it. I'm like, ugh! And people are like grabbing the keys. I'm like, what is it? No. Oh, no. Please say this is something. No. Please say this is disinfectant. And they're like, here's an entire bottle of disinfectant on the house. It's like, no. Please no.
Please no.
And like they like go out and like put it on train tracks and just chop it off. And like, oh, thank God. Yeah. It's like, Jerry, you're missing a hand. It's like, yeah, there was cum on it. And it's like, oh, well, that makes sense. Carry on. It's like, another man's cum? He's like, yeah, another man's cum. It's like, yeah, you did the right thing. You're a hero.
You did.
G.I. Joe. Now you know, and knowing is half the battle. The other half is chopping off your hand once it gets semen on it.
Oh my goodness.
It's like if fucking someone was to come on like a bathroom handle, like when you like flush the toilet, like you just kill yourself in that bathroom. There's just so
much. Why is it on the handle?
Because he's a fucking excellent aim. That's why they put those handles high. You know, they want to set the bar high so you don't fucking jack off and come on the handles. You know?
Yeah.
How like, you know, imagine, like, you know, you walk into a bathroom and, you know, you see a woman, like, fucking, you know, sliding one of those, you know, fucking disgusting. I don't even know if you have them in women's bathrooms. I've never actually been in a woman's public restroom, so it could be fucking Narnia for all I know.
It is definitely Narnia.
It would be.
It's like, you. She left like 20 minutes ago. It's like, oh yeah, no, she left at the back door. You're a retard. She doesn't like you. It's like, I think she went to the bathroom. I'm just going to believe that. You're like texting her, where are you at? You know, 3 days later. You know, you calling the cops. She went in the bathroom. She won't come out. It's like, sir, we told you. She left out the back. She's not interested in you. Oh, they never are.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Yeah, men can get super fucking creepy if they are denied pussy. And they can get even creepier if they're, you know, granted access to pussy. Hmm. You know, it's like, how dare she not give me pussy? Or, she gave me pussy, now the pussy belongs to me. How dare you talk to another man? Who is this? It's like, you're my ex-husband. Stop it. It's like, who is this new man? Your pussy belongs to me and me alone. And it's like, you know, like, I do my best to just be a man that doesn't do that horse shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I don't, you know, tell many girls creepy shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, you know, walk up to a woman, have you ever smelled elbows before? And just crack her in the face, and she, like, wakes up in my hotel room, like, it's like, oh, no! I'm like, you belong to me. You gave me access.
Yeah.
It's like, I wasn't awake for that. It's like, I heard you whisper yes, and, like, right before you whispered it, I'm like, you want to have sex with me? And you're like, really quick? And you said yes. So. I'm like, do you want to get released? She's like, yeah. Do you want to have sex with me? And he's like, oh, no. No. No.
I think I'm good.
But, yeah, no, I try and be, you know, normal.
Mm-hmm.
And not weird around women. And way too many guys are weird around women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, dude. And like anytime I see it, I go and be really weird to that dude. I'm like, hey, you want to jack off together? Like, we can go to my hotel room and I have gay porn and we can watch it together. And we can maybe if you're feeling like it, we can jack off each other. He's like, dude, get away from me. I'm like, come on, man. It's fine. We can just... You know, it's fine if you don't want to touch my cock. I'll definitely touch. I'll even suck your dick if you want. He's like, no, please, no, like, please, really, I'm gonna hit you. I'm like, oh, I like that, daddy. Please hit me. I'm a bad little boy. And he's like, he's like running away and like getting naked. I'm like, oh yes, I like it when they run. And he's like, no, no. So he has like nightmares of me. He's like, like I find out where he lives, like crawl into his room, like when he's sleeping. I'm like, hey, daddy. Yeah, I just have like a nasally voice.
Ew, no.
Please don't.
No. She like wakes with me sucking his cock and it's like, ah, I promise I'll never say anything creepy to a woman again. I'm like, thank you, that's all I wanted. Bye. It's like, you know, like the news is like reporting on it. It's like, another man vows to never be creepy to a woman again. All thanks to the weird guy. What is his superpowers? Being weird to weird men. That's it. Just, you know, and he knows they're going to be homophobic. And he ends up sucking their dicks anyway. Gets pictures of it and calls them fags. And they kill themselves every time.
Aww.
I don't feel bad for them. There's way too many... Like, you know, imagine this. Imagine if it was illegal for you to be creepy. What? And what they have been trying to do is make it illegal for men to send a dick pic unsolicited. Now if women would send, you know, dick pic, like if women are like, hey, send me a dick pic, please, then it's like, all right, I sent her a dick pic. But imagine like if I just, you know, right now sent you a dick pic, babe.
I mean,
you'd be like, ew, get that little thing. What is that?
I mean, it's probably one. It's been a while already. So.
It's like, is that a carrot? Is that a baby carrot? She's like going through her phone.
Yeah, the last one I got is like, what, like 6 months old?
Yeah, because like, you know, usually like by the time I'm like, man, I should send her a dick pic, I've already come. So it's like. I'm like. Oh, I bet she loved this. Oh, never mind. She would not love this one. This is an atrocity. I'm gonna have to definitely leave a tip for this hotel room. Sorry, you know, like a note. Sorry, with $20. I'm like, oh fuck. He missed the toilet again. Yeah, that's, you know, just a little bit of toilet paper. You know, I want to bring a UV light into a fucking hotel room just to see how really bad it is. And just to see the weirdest places I can find semen.
Why do you want to know? And what will you do with that knowledge?
Like, it's like, semen on the fireplace? What? Semen on the TV? Come on, dudes.
I mean, that should have been predictable.
Why? Come on your phone. Like, blow a fat load on your iPhone. You know, that way they have your DNA. Mean,
we're talking about motels and hotel rooms. Like, they're going to order porn.
That's you can't order porn at these hotels.
Really?
Nope.
You tried?
Really?
They don't have that option.
Are you sure?
You looked for it.
Yeah, of course I look for it. Because if it's a good deal, I'm going to buy it. But, you know, it's like, you know, Anal Angels. And it's like, three? Well, I want to see the first two. Is there a story? It's like, nope. This dude just walks up and she's like, put it in my ass. Yeah.
Okay. So they're B pornos.
I don't know. How about this? Next time I'm in the hotel room, I will look. I'm sure I could even call them and be like, hey, do you have pornos, you know, at your hotel? Like, there's a fucking sleazy, like, hotel or motel or whatever next door. I guarantee you they have them. And fucking, like, blind prostitutes in every room. So you, like, hand them, like, three pieces of paper and, like, that's $3.50s. Thank you so much for a wonderful evening. She's like, thank you, honey. And she, like, you know, smokes out of her, like, stoma.
Oh, my God. Ew.
I know.
Really?
She's like, makes the cancer feel better.
Oh my gosh.
Right, I've been broken. I've been broken. That was funny.
Good. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and end this fucking episode right here. Just screeching halt. You know, it's like a fucking airplane flying into the Hudson, really. Yeah, we were at like 55 minutes. We've almost done an hour.
Yeah.
I'm proud of us.
Is that another 12 minutes?
What are you talking about?
From 43 to 55?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, for you, 12 Alex. Minutes.
Of me just rambling, and it's like you two just laughing at my dumbass jokes. And like the Hudson just like the fucking, you know, slowly just landing the plane.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Oh, finally the fucking, it's done. Oh, we lived.
No, there were fun parts.
There's always fun parts in a sea of shit. Yeah. You're like, yay, we're coming down. Whee! Oh, no, into the puddle of shit again.
My goodness.
Trust me. And a year from now, I'm going to look back at this. I'm like, no, why did I do that? That joke was horrible. I'm never going to get SNL now.
Nope.
I'm not. Oh, no. I can't star in that children's film.
You definitely wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, no. Like, they'd be like, well, Alex, you're a great fit and you're great with kids. But remember when you made that joke about, you know, fucking like an 8-year-old Japanese girl?
Here's
like,
a ghost.
No, she was an extra 10 years older. She was 18. Legal. It's like, well, we cannot have you in the new Teletubbies movie. I'm sorry. No. This was going to pay me $500.
Wait, they still make Teletubbies?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
I think they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look this shit up.
My dad wouldn't let me watch it because one of the boy characters had a purse.
Oh yeah. What is it? Tubby's Custard? I don't know. But, all right. We're gonna end this, you know, in this mayhem and nonsense.
I liked Nunu knew the vacuum.
Yeah, I'm sure he, like, sucked dick really well.
Oh, of course he did.
Yeah, but...
he lived in a home with four guys.
Oh, okay.
And he was always slurping up goo.
One second. Teletubbies is not being aired anymore. Okay? I was mistaken.
Thank you.
I was mistaken.
I was going to come back next week.
BuzzFeed editor right here.
It's like, Teletubbies, it's no longer being made. They're making a bunch of new horror shit for these dumbass children to watch. Like Blippi.
Oh my god!
Trust me. Like,
no, I know what that is.
Blippi? No, you don't know what it is. I went over to, or were you there when he was, you know, airing it? Were you there when they were watching Blippi?
Yes.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. It's a fucking, like, homosexual dude, you know, going around, whatever. You know, he makes more money than me. And
he does.
Frankly, I'm jealous. But, you know, if you hate it, love it, you know, want to fucking send me your dick pics, asshole pics, titty pics. You know, pussy pics.
You are not allowed to solicit for pics of women. You are married to me.
Definitely. If any
this is the only body you're ever going to see naked again.
If any of you want to send me any pussy pics or anything like that, send it to my email at humanpodcastnetwork.com.
He won't be looking at them.
Just beware that Alex has an F cup, so you're competing against that. So.
Yeah, well, it's a double F cup, thank you very much.
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't even care if you're a fat dude with like nice tits. Send me those, too. But yeah, you know, everywhere else on Alex the Truck.
You have two rings on your finger. Two.
Whatever. You know, Alex the Truck on Instagram and Twitter. You know, Human Podcast Network. @gmail.com. I'll be linked in the description. As always, this has been a waste of an hour of your life. You are welcome.